Today's environmental prayer focus are heat warnings, heat exhaustion, heat cramps, and stroke. Lately, we have received consistently and frequently notices of excessive heat warnings by the National Weather Service. There are four types. An excessive heat warning means it could be 105 or more for at least 2 days, and at night it would not drop below 75. And as a result, everyone is urged to take precautions immediately. So that's the highest warning. An excessive heat watch means it's going to happen within 1 to 3 days of heat wave, but they're not certain exactly when. A heat advisory means within 12 hours, and it's extremely dangerous heat conditions, potential to be 100 or higher for at least 2 days, and to take precautions to avoid heat illness. An excessive heat outlook means excessive heat event in the next 3 to 7 days. As a result, the potential for heat cramps, heat exhaustion, or stroke arises. The National Weather Service describes symptoms of each one, how to apply first aid, and when to seek medical attention. Heat cramps are painful muscle cramps and spasms, usually in legs and abdomen, associated with heavy sweating. Heat exhaustion symptoms include heavy sweating, weakness, tiredness, cool, pale, clammy skin, fast, weak pulse, muscle cramps, dizziness, nausea or vomiting, headache, and fainting. If either of those two last more than an hour, you are to seek medical attention. And at their website that we have listed, you can see what to do for first aid. Heat stroke is serious, and those symptoms include throbbing headache, confusion, nausea, dizziness, body temperature above 103, hot, red, dry, or damp skin, rapid and strong pulse, fainting, loss of consciousness. You are to call 911 and get them to a hospital immediately. So let's stop and pray for people to take the warnings seriously, precautions as necessary, notice symptoms, and use wisdom in first aid or seeking medical help. Father, we are in a long haul here for the summer, possibly into early October as it has been in the past. There are many that are weak, vulnerable, young, illiterate. There are those that are unable to read these notices and understand what they mean, or we just have those that are foolish and not even paying attention. Father, we pray, first of all, that family members will keep an eye on the vulnerable in their lives, those that are older potentially or that have sicknesses or terminal illnesses, and the young. We pray, God, for people to take the precautions and stay inside where it's cooler. When it's too hot, that they will drink more water, jump in the shower, if there's a pool nearby, or play in the water, do something for a season in order, period, to keep their temperatures down. We pray, God, that family members, siblings, cousins, aunts, uncles, and just even neighbors will keep an eye on each other and notice if anybody is showing any of these symptoms. We pray for divine wisdom, protection over our own families and those that we love in our lives, and for our neighbors to be safe. And so, Father, we just pray and thank you for this information that we can use appropriately. But all in all, we thank you that you are the one that was the pillar of day by pillar of fire at night and a cloud over the daytime when you walked with your people, your gazillion people, for over 40 years. You are that same God today, and so we seek you to be our cloud by day and our pillar of fire by night. As we walk through this hot season, may we, your people, take the precautions necessary so that none of us and none of those that we love will be hurt by the heat. In Jesus' name.